Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the dumbest arguments ever.
Ever. Melissa's here today for the dumbest argument ever. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, guys. How are
Hi.
You?
We're really good.
Great.
We're really good. Are you having a dumb argument with somebody?
Oh, man. Yes.
Oh, good. I
am absolutely having the dumbest argument ever with my friend Rebecca.
Oh, yay. All right.
Great.
What are you guys complaining about?
All right. So the other day was National Selfie Day, right? So everyone's posting pictures they've taken of themselves. And I post a picture of me and Rebecca, the cutest little picture ever, one of my favorites of us that I just snapped off real quick. And, you know, celebrating the day. And I'm like, picture me and my sweet Rebecca, my BFF. And I post it. And so, you know, it gets lots of likes because it's a super awesome picture. And she calls me and she says she gets upset with me. Like right away, she's like, what did you do? She's like, it's selfie day. That's an ussie. I'm like, an ussie? What the heck is an ussie? And she's like, take it down. People are going to think you're a moron. I'm like, what do you mean? I posted a selfie. So we get into this big argument about what is a selfie? She says, it's a selfie is only a selfie if you're the only person in it. You take a picture of only yourself. That's a selfie. Everything else is an ussie if there's anyone else in the picture with you.
No one says ussie, though. I've never heard anyone say that before.
I've heard people. I've heard people say ussie.
No one says that.
I think I may have actually used that term myself.
Maybe you'd say it, and that's why you think people say it.
Hang on. So you got into an argument over what's a selfie.
Yes.
Okay.
She literally actually, I posted a pic of us, and she's getting mad at me. This is, what planet? I don't know she's living on.
So did you take it down?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Down.
All right. Let's call Rebecca here and find out what's going on here, okay?
Please.
All right.
Hello?
Rebecca?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well.
Hi.
Hi, that's Megan. She's here too.
Oh my goodness. Is this the radio show?
Oh my goodness. Look at that. Yes, it is. I'm Mark K. That's Megan. And you're on the radio. How exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
We also have your BFF on the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Melissa. Hi. Do you have more than one BFF?
I know, I'm just surprised.
Yeah. Melissa joins us today. She said you yelled at her because she posted a picture of the two of you for National Selfie Day, and you got mad at her.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't, like, seriously angry or anything, but it just was really confusing to me because she posted a picture of her and I and called it a selfie on National Selfie Day, and it's an ussie, not a selfie. So.
Yeah.
I didn't want people to, like, make fun of her and stuff. So, like, I tried to talk to her about it, but she wouldn't listen. And then it kind of just got on my nerves, but she wouldn't listen.
So you just always call any picture with more than one person an ussie?
Yeah. I mean, a selfie is a picture of you alone taken by yourself. That's a selfie. If there's multiple people, then it's an ussie. It's not a selfie. So
if I took a picture of myself and I'm the only one in the photo and I held my arm out, that's a selfie. But if, like, Megan hops in the background, all of a sudden it's not a selfie anymore.
Yep, that's what she said.
Yeah.
I'm just verifying, Megan. I just want to make sure we're all on the same wavelength.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think anyone in the world agrees with that.
I've never heard anyone say the word ussie before.
I've heard the word ussie, but, you know, it does make sense that a selfie would be a photo of yourself.
Yeah. Selfie.
Yeah, no, I know. I understand. I got it.
I think it's more about the verb. Like, a selfie, it's not so much about you're the only subject. It's a selfie because you yourself took it. It's the action. It's a selfie.
because it's the verb.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, because if I just take a picture of the sunset, I took that picture myself.
Yeah, true. But are you in it?
No, but I still took it myself.
You're taking a picture of yourself.
Okay, I'm confused.
I think it stops there.
Hang on one second, you two. 833-685-9595. 833-685-9595. What's a selfie? Is it a photo that you take just of yourself alone? Or can you have a selfie with other people in it as long as you're still taking it? 833-685-9595. 833-685-9595 is the number. 833-685-9595 is our brand new phone number. And the argument today is, what's a selfie? Is it any photo you take with yourself, even if there's other people in it? Or is it specifically just a photo of the person taking it? 833-685-9595. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
I was calling because I actually Googled it, and a selfie is actually a person taking up, like, oneself, where an USBI actually has a definition for, like, multiple people.
Oh, so an USBI is multiple people. A selfie is solely one person.
Yeah, apparently it's a legit thing.
Oh, all right. So that girl definitely knows what she's talking about, apparently.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Maybe she's technically right, though, but like, do people say USBI? Like, whenever we get together and to take a picture, like you and I take a picture, Mark, we say selfie, like before we take
it. Do we say selfie?
Well, you'll say, okay, let's take a selfie. Like, you don't say it like that.
I feel like I say, come over here, let's take a picture. And then I just take the picture.
I feel like whenever if somebody will come into the studio and we'll be like, oh, let's take it selfie. Like, instead of just like having someone take it.
Well, now I'm not going to say, I'm going to say, let's take an USBI.
Okay.
Hey, great. Lindsay, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Lindsay. What do you think?
I think that, yes, it's one person, but at the same time, like, that's the most time I've ever heard selfie said. And, like, maybe a group picture would be a better way to put it than an USBI.
Yeah, a group picture sounds way better than an USBI. I hate the way USBI sounds.
Right.
Yeah, it just sounds awkward. Like,
it
I don't think that's really, we should incorporate that. Like, group picture with your friends.
All right, group picture with your friends.
I agree.
But you can't say selfie. Like, you can't say, Megan, come here and take a selfie with me, because that wouldn't be a selfie.
Yeah, I mean, like, you could say it, and maybe it won't technically be right, but, like, I don't really think the verbiage matters that much.
I mean, most of the stuff we say on the show isn't technically right.
Pretty much all of it.
Hey, thanks for calling. Alam, how are you? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Alan.
Oh, Alan. Sorry. What's her name? Savannah has some...
Would you write Olive?
She wrote Alam.
Oh. Anyway.
Not Alan, Alan.
No, Alan, I got you. What's up, man? What did you want to say?
Hey, man, I totally agree with the whole terminology of if you take a picture by yourself, it should be a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said earlier that you took a picture of a sunset, it's a selfie. No, if you took a picture of something, then you just took a picture of something.
Well, no, what she said, she was arguing that it's the verb. Like, if you take the picture yourself, that's what makes it a selfie. And I said, that's not right, because if I took a picture of Megan's water bottle, that wouldn't be a selfie.
Yeah,
even
you have
though
to be in
I
it.
Took it myself.
Right.
Okay, so she has it off a little bit.
Now, let me ask you this question. Is it, because, you know, some people will take a picture, like with a selfie, there's the forward-facing camera.
Yeah.
Which is typically how I take selfies.
Right.
But some people, they look in the mirror, they point their camera at the mirror and take the picture. Is that also a selfie?
That's a, wow.
He stumped him.
That's a round table topic right there.
Yeah, that is. Go sit at the head of the round table, Alan. Hey, think about it. Call me back. 833-685-9595. Yeah. What is the definition of a selfie? We got two friends who are arguing over that. Basically, one of them says a selfie is a photo that you take of yourself. If anyone else is in it, that's an USBI. And the other person says, no, a selfie is just a photo you take of yourself. If there's other people or things in it, it totally doesn't matter. 833-685-9595. Heather from Fernandina Beach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Heather. What do you want to say about the selfie versus the USBI?
I just want to say that the selfie is a selfie because you turn your camera around. But that's what I've always thought of it as. So if somebody else is in the picture with you, it's still a selfie because you're still taking a picture of yourself.
It's true, though, because when you look on your iPhone, if you look at, like, your photo album, it will say selfies, and it's all the photos with your camera facing, like, turned around. So
yeah, exactly. And if you tell your phone to take a selfie, it'll turn the camera around for you.
But what if I take, what if I turn the camera around and then I take a picture of something not me? Is that still a selfie? Even though it was like, but why not? It would be in the selfie folder, according to Megan's phone.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I mean, it still doesn't have yourself in it. So
right. So just because it's taken with the selfie camera doesn't make it a selfie.
I get what you're saying, but I just always knew that if you're taking a picture of yourself with your camera turned around, that that was a selfie.
Okay. So by that argument, people that take photos of themselves in the mirror with the exterior camera are not taking selfies.
Like a bathroom selfie?
Yeah.
Well, because you're taking a picture of a mirror, it's taking a picture of yourself. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't even know. I just know what it was as I've been growing up.
Yeah.
I just know when you turn the camera around and you take a picture of yourself, if it's by yourself or with other people, then it's a selfie.
Okay. All right. Good. Fair enough. Hey, thanks
now
so
we're all getting confused. She's like, so I don't even know.
I don't think anyone really knows. That's the thing. Like, people just start using this word. No one really knows what the definition is.
It's true.
833-685-9595.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.